prosecutor Fatou Bensouda called Ali Kosheb a willing and energetic perpetrator of crimes during 2003 and 2004 at the first presentation at the ICC's case against a suspect charged with involvement in crimes carried out by the Janjaweed militia in Darfur. Kosheb was arrested after he surrendered himself to the authorities in Central African Republic last year and was transferred to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The court had issued an arrest warrant against Kosheb in April 2007 on 50 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in Darfur under the rule of former President Omar al-Bashir. Fadi al-Abdullah, a spokesperson and head of public affairs at the International Criminal Court in The Hague, tells South Sudan in Focus the hearing is expected to last for 4 days.
It is the opening of the confirmation of charges hearing in the case against Mr. Ali Abdurrahman. The hearing is planned or scheduled to last for 4 days. The purpose of this hearing, which is not a trial, is to decide whether or not a trial will be held at a later stage. It's a preliminary hearing in which the judges will check the evidence of the prosecutor, will listen to the defense answers, and will listen also to the victims who are represented through their lawyers.
Al-Abdullah says the judges will then have 60 days to decide whether or not to confirm one or more of the charges.
And that means whether or not they believe that for each of the charges, the prosecutor has presented enough evidence to believe or to have substantial reasons to believe that Mr. Abdurrahman committed these crimes. And if one or more of the charges is confirmed, then the case proceeds to a trial. But if they reject all the charges, then the case may end at this stage.
Al-Abdullah says the judges may also decide to ask the prosecutor for additional evidence or suggest different legal characterization of certain elements of the case. But in the end, he says, the hearing will determine if some or all of the charges will be confirmed or not. Following Kosheb's arrest last year, the ICC released a statement saying Kosheb was one of the most senior leaders in the tribal hierarchy in the Wadi Saleh locality and member of the paramilitary group the Popular Defense Forces, and allegedly commanded thousands of Janjaweed militia from August 2003 until March 2004. He is alleged to have implemented the counterinsurgency strategy of the government of Sudan, and which resulted in the commission of war crimes and crimes against humanity in Darfur. Kosheb is accused of personally participating in some of the attacks against civilians between August 2003 and March 2004, including the killing of civilians, rape and torture, according to Al-Abdullah.
Recently, the ICC prosecutor had reduced the list of charges to 31 charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity, which includes different charges such as attacking civilians, rape, torture, pillaging, and other charges.
Kosheb has not entered a plea to the charges, but at a hearing last year, he told judges the allegations were untrue. Former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir and his former defense minister, a state minister for interior, and a rebel commander are also accused of war crimes committed in Darfur. The ICC issued arrest warrants against all of them years back. Al-Abdullah says Bensouda visited Sudan in October, urging Sudanese authorities to cooperate with the ICC on all five individuals.
Sudan has an obligation to cooperate with the ICC because of the resolution of the Security Council, which created this obligation for Sudan. And cooperating with the ICC means respecting the ICC founding treaty, the Rome Statute, which allows for different possibilities, such either surrendering the suspects against whom there is arrest warrants, or raising, for example, challenges to the admissibility of the case based on the complementarity principle.
The principle of complementarity allows Sudan to submit a request to the ICC to try the accused at home. Al-Abdullah says if Sudan chooses to try Bashir and others, ICC judges will decide whether Sudan fulfills all the legal criteria for a competent tribunal. And if Sudan fails to do so, it must surrender the accused to the court in The Hague. Sudanese officials have reiterated their commitment to cooperating with the ICC, but have yet to agree with the court on a clear modality for trying the accused in Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.